We're reaching the end of our debate. At this time, we'll give the candidates an opportunity for a closing statement. Again, drawing just before the broadcast, and Bishop Johnny Riley drew first and will deliver his closing remarks. Bishop Riley, have about a minute.
The citizens of Monroe have a critical choice to make. We're at a critical crossroad in the history of this city. We can continue on the same road. If we continue on the same road, we're going to end up in bankruptcy because of the bond indebtedness. We're also going to end up where we have police officers who are not happy on the street. We currently have 28 police officers, or even more than that, that are actually applying at the Sheriff's Department. We're going to lose police protection. We have flooding all across this community. We have to do something different. The current road that we're traveling is the wrong road. I encourage the citizens on March 24th to exercise your right. We saw where the opportunity for you to participate in the city council meeting was taken away from you. This is the time for you to make a strong statement to the administration that's currently serving. I encourage you on March 24th, vote for Johnny Riley, number 295.
Thank you, Bishop Riley. Mr. Thomas, your closing remarks, and have about a minute.
Well, you know, this is our last debate, and I've talked to all kinds of people over the last 3 months, and I've said everything that I pretty much have wanted to say at all these places. But I want y'all to know, first of all, that I am a small business owner, that I'll be doing everything I can to help small business in our community. I think that it's important that we take care of our police, because the crime issue is what's keeping us down. That's what's keeping our you know, these businesses away from us. So, you know, we can't ditch the police department. And I want y'all to know that if you will vote Clint Thomas on March 24th, if you really want to change, a change is what you're going to get, because I'm not going to run this city like just the way it is. I'm changing things. And I want y'all also to know that some people out there think that maybe voting for me would be a wasted vote. I have to totally disagree with you, because if you think that, you're thinking of voting wrong. We're not trying to pick out the winning racehorse here. And if you vote for the right person, you won something. You don't win anything.
Mr.
Voting
Thomas.
For me is a vote for change. And that's for sure.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. And Dr. Armstrong, your closing remarks.
What's this election all about? When I started this election, I was told that the city of Monroe was in great shape, financially, crime, in all areas. But that was not the case. And that's been brought out very well in this campaign, that the city of Monroe is not as rosy as what we have been led to believe. But there is hope, and we can address it, and we can fix it. We need to truly understand what Mignon Griffin said, a federal prosecutor, when she said the city of Monroe is a criminal enterprise. I didn't say that. She said that. What does she mean by that? We have to understand that, and we have to understand how to fix the problem. I can fix the problem for you. I can show you an outline of how to do that. I think Monroe has a bright future, but we cannot take 4 more years of Jamie Mayo. Do not stick your head in the sand. Look at the issues and vote on the 24th, and I'd appreciate your vote for Ray Armstrong.
Thank you, Dr. Armstrong. Well, for our listening audience and also our audience here in Stubbs Hall, tonight you've heard what candidates feel they can bring to the office of mayor. You've had the opportunity to hear their views on topics that are important to the future of Monroe, and you've listened to how they would reason through situations. We hope the discussion you've heard tonight will help you make a more informed decision for the mayor of Monroe. Again, thanks to our panelists. I'm Ritha Alati from the New Star.
Thank you.
And former KNOE TV newsman Randy Pruitt.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Also, thanks to our candidates, Mr. Clint Thomas, Bishop Johnny Riley, and Dr. Ray Armstrong. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you, too.
I'm KEDM News and Public Affairs Director Bob Lennox. Thank you for listening, and good night.
This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe Farmerville, a public radio service of the University of Louisiana at Monroe, supported in part by contributing members. When you connect with us on Facebook, you can find links to interesting news of the day, as well as listen to local news stories and even Lanyap. Just do a Facebook search for KEDM Public Radio.